It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Friday, July 24th. I'm Patricia Naft. Mosquitoes in Mesa County tested positive for West Nile virus. Local officials say this is the first confirmed activity of the virus in area mosquitoes this year. However, other counties across Colorado have already reported positive tests to the state health department. Jennifer House is a state public health veterinarian.
We've recently had an increase in the number of positive mosquitoes. So far, we have been able to find West Nile virus positive mosquitoes in Boulder, Denver, Larimer, Mesa, Pueblo, and Weld counties.
Earlier this month, Mesa County also saw the first human case of West Nile this year. House says it's still the only one.
We've been fortunate in that we've not seen any additional human cases. However, we do usually start seeing human cases a couple of weeks after we start getting mosquito positives. So we're right now asking people to be very vigilant in their protections to prevent mosquito bites, because we're very concerned with the amount of West Nile virus activity in the mosquito population could very well lead to human illnesses.
Last year, there were 118 cases of the virus reported in Colorado, and 4 people died. Health officials say the best way to avoid getting West Nile is by draining standing pools of water, wearing bug repellent, and staying away from active mosquito areas. A committee of state lawmakers studying water issues is wrapping up a tour of Durango, Montrose, and Craig this week. The goal is to hear from local communities about the Colorado Water Plan and other water issues. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Republican Representative Ellen Roberts of Durango chairs the Water Resources Review Committee, which meets during the interim to draft legislation. She says there's a lot of worries that the water plan could move more water from western Colorado over to the Front Range.
People on the western slope want to keep the water over here for their own growth, for recreation and tourism, for energy development. So people over here feel that before there's any discussion of moving more water from the western slope, that the Front Range should develop its own resources.
Robert says more water storage is something many people agree on, but the challenge will be coming up with the money for it. The Colorado Water Plan will be submitted to Governor John Hickenlooper for review in December. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
A Gunnison man who damaged a barricade on federal lands in Montrose faces a month in prison and 2 years of probation. David Justice, also known as Stanley Hugh Anderson, was sentenced in a U.S. district court. Justice was also ordered to pay more than $4,200 in restitution. The Daily Sentinel reports he is seeking a stay pending appeal of the judge's order. The moose population on the Grand Mesa is growing. The area is home to more than 400 of the large animals. This Saturday is the 6th annual Grand Mesa Moose Day event. It features viewing opportunities and safety tips, informational hikes, and activities for kids. KVNF's Laura Pomisano spoke to Brad Peck, a senior wildlife biologist with Colorado Parks and Wildlife, to learn more about moose in the state.
Brad, are moose native to Colorado?
We believe moose are native to Colorado. Now, by the time that European settlement really developed in Colorado, many of the moose had been extirpated. But we continue to see moose transit through the state from neighboring states up until recent years. It was not uncommon to see moose traveling through many of the areas in the state where we now have moose populations.
When was the first moose population reintroduced to the state?
We started actually in the mid-1970s, and our first area of transplant was in the Laramie River Valley, in the Poudre drainage, and then also in North Park, in the North Platte drainage.
Where are moose populations found across Colorado?
Moose continue to expand through the state. Traditionally, our biggest moose population has been in that North Park and Laramie River Valley area. But moose have since expanded into Middle Park and up into the area between Middle Park and the upper Yampa Valley. We have moose now around Steamboat, and of course Grand Lake, down into Breckenridge. Our most recent transplant here in the Northwest region were in on the Grand Mesa. Most of those moose were transplanted on the north side of the Mesa, but moose are found across much of the Grand Mesa at this point. And then a little bit more recently, we transplanted moose into the White River Valley above Meeker. Moose also occur in the Creede area in the southwest part of the state, and we're finding an increasing number of moose down the Front Range through Boulder into Denver and south of Denver and up into South Park.
Why did Colorado Parks and Wildlife want to introduce moose populations across the state? What do they do for the ecosystem?
There were a couple of factors that went into that decision. The moose do have a native presence in Colorado, but we wanted to establish more solid and dependable moose populations than we were seeing with the transient moose that were passing through the state for a variety of purposes. Moose are the largest member of the deer family. They occupy a different ecological niche than many of the other large mammals that we have in Colorado. The primary interest we had in bringing additional moose to the state was to expand hunting opportunity for the public and to expand moose watching opportunities, wildlife watching opportunities in places where we established these moose populations.
What does the moose population on the Grand Mesa look like today?
You know, the moose population on the Grand Mesa is one of our biggest success stories with moose. Again, it's one of our more recent transplants, and moose are still colonizing areas on the Grand Mesa. And oftentimes with new populations like that, we see very high rates of growth, lots of production. We see lots of twins with moose on Grand Mesa. And it reached our population objective for moose on the Mesa very quickly. So moose on the Grand Mesa have done very well. We see very healthy moose. We see a high production rate with calves, lots of new moose moving into the population from year to year. That's expanded both of those recreational opportunities that we had in mind when we put moose up there, both the watchable wildlife opportunity and the sport hunting opportunity.
With an increased moose population, there is an increased chance for human and moose conflict. Talk about some of the dangers associated with getting close to a moose.
You know, moose are different than a lot of the other wildlife you find in Colorado. They are so large that they don't exhibit the usual kind of flight behavior that we see from deer and elk and other species of wildlife. They're large enough that they pretty comfortably stand their ground. And so, you know, in many contacts with wildlife, if you remain still, you know, they'll find a way to get away from you. Moose are not as inclined to do that, and so it's incumbent on people to pay attention when they're in the woods in areas where moose can be found. We have had some incidents in Colorado over the last few years, and many of those incidents have involved canines, dogs, and that's largely a protective mechanism, especially when calves are involved.
That was Brad Petch with Colorado Parks and Wildlife speaking to KVNF's Laura Pomisano. The agency is hosting the 6th annual Grand Mesa Moose Day event this Saturday. It starts at 10 a.m. and goes until 3 p.m. at the Forest Service Visitor Center atop the Mesa. Stay tuned for Megan and the Friday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.